never the outgoing, boisterous type, but quietly supportive.
One person who genuinely didn't seem to mind the fact that she was brighter than him, and they were rare enough. Even the prospect of her being forever damned as the alchemist's creator left him unperturbed. He had actually accompanied her to the ultra-secure Navy asteroid base to help with the device's mathematics. "I thought we could spend them together," he said. She grinned back up at him and slipped out of the restraint net as he sat on the edge of her acceleration cushioning beside her.
"Thanks. Navy types don't mind being cooped up by themselves during realignment, but it certainly gets to me."
Various hums and buzzes from the ship's environmental systems invaded the cabin, crew members talking softly at their stations, vague words echoing along the cramped companionways. Beasling had been assembled specifically to deploy the alchemist's device, its design concentrating on durability and performance. Crew comforts had come a long way down the Navy's priority list. Alcat swung her legs over the side of the cushioning ledge, feet pulled down to the decking by the strong gravity, and leaned against him, thankful for the warmth of the contact, his just being there. His arm went round her shoulders. "What is it about the prospect of incipient mortality which gets the hormones flowing?" She smiled and pressed harder into his side. "What is it in the male makeup that simply being awake gets your hormones going?"
"That's a no?"
"That's a no," she said firmly. "There's no door, and we'd do ourselves an injury in this gravity. Besides, there will be plenty of time once we get back."
"Yes, if we do." But he didn't say that out loud.
That was when the acceleration warning sounded. Even then it took them a second to react, breaking through the initial moment of shock. "Get back on the cushioning," Peter yelled as the G-force leapt upwards. Alcat attempted to swing her legs back up on the ledge. They were made of uranium, impossibly heavy. Muscles and tendons grated horribly as she strained against the weight.
"Come on, it's easy. It's only your legs.
Dear mother, how many times have you lifted your legs?
Come on."
Neural mnemonic nerve impulse overrides bullied her thigh muscles. She got one leg back on the cushioning. By that time, the acceleration had reached 7 G's. She was stuck with her left leg on the floor, foot slipping along the decking as the enormous weight of her thigh pushed down, forcing her knee joint open. The two opposing swarms of combat wasps engaged, attacking and defending drones, splitting open, each releasing a barrage of submunitions. Space seethed with directed energy beams. Electronic warfare pulses popped and burned up and down the electromagnetic spectrum, trying to deflect, goad, confuse, harass. A second later it was the turn of the missiles. Solid kinetic bullets bloomed like antique shotgun blasts. All it took was the slightest graze at those closing velocities, both projectile and target alike detonated into billowing plumes of plasma. Fusion explosions followed, intense flares of blue-white starfire flinging off violent corony. Antimatter added its vehemence to the fray, producing even larger explosions amidst the ionic maelstrom. The nebula which blazed between the Beasling and her attackers was roughly lenticular and over 300 kilometers broad, choked with dense cyclonic concentrations, spewing tremendous cataracts of fire from its edges. No sensor in existence could penetrate such chaos. Beasling lurched around violently, drive deflector coils working at maximum pitch, taking advantage of the momentary blind spot to change course. A second volley of combat wasps shot out of their bays around the attack cruiser's lower hull, just in time to meet a new salvo fired from the Blackhawks. Peter had barely managed to roll off the acceleration couch where he was sitting, landing hard on the floor of Alcad's cabin, when the terrible acceleration began. He watched helplessly as Alcad's left leg slowly gave way under the crushing G-force, her whimpering filling him with futile guilt. The composite deck was trying to ram its way up through his back. His neck was agony. Half of the stars he could see were pain spots. The rest were a datavized nonsense. The flight computer had reduced the external combat arena to neat order graphics which buffeted against priority metabolic warnings. He couldn't even focus his thoughts on them.